The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you. It is Wednesday morning, that makes it the 25th of September 2019. We're here till 10 o'clock, the text number 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. A little damp, a little grey, but that will not dampen, nor greyify, new word, our spirits this Wednesday morning. We have lots to talk about. There's a fascinating woman who I'm looking forward to talking to a little later on, who has a story about her surrogacy, which she had a successful experience at the age of 50. And she will give us her story, as I say, in the next 15, 20 minutes. We'll get to that in a little while. What excitement across the globe in the last 24 hours with the, ill-fated already impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump. I could see where Nancy Pelosi was coming from in her need and requirement and desire not to press this, because it could go against the Democrats and go for Donald Trump in the end of the day, but it's on. I think the Ukrainian issue brought that over the line. And then we have Boris Johnson cutting his trip to New York short and heading back to the House of Parliament for this. I mean, even watching the news last night, all the news is home and abroad talking about the historical, constitutional enormity of what's happening. It is the likes of which we will, in hundreds of years, we will know nothing because we won't be here, but people, children hopefully, and older, will all look at this time and think, good Lord, what was it like to be there then? We know the answer to that, and we should be taking it all in, sponge-like. And there's been a, you know, we've been talking a lot on the programme about history and the need to keep history alive, to learn and embrace and imbibe. And Tommy Mescal writing on RTE.ie this morning that a review of the place of history in the secondary school junior cycle has recommended no change in the optional status. I find that disappointing, being honest with you. This is just a review. Under the new junior cycle framework, history became an optional subject. That was a drop of the ball academically, historically, culturally, the like of which I can't recall in this country in recent times. It led to controversy over the perceived downgrading of its importance, which of course it was. And the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, smart guy, asked for a review to be conducted by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. And I give them the full name because they, from here on in, will be the NCCA. And they're an advisory body, and they reviewed everything. They completed their work. And the story is that the minister has yet to decide if he'll accept their recommendations or not. So the ball is still in the air. It's still in play. This can be rescued, this potential travesty. And last night, a spokesperson from the department confirmed that Joe McHugh has received the report, full consideration before making a decision. We will watch that space. The NCCA believe that these statements allow for the reinvigoration of the subject through the development of what are called short courses. So that's their argument, that they can do short courses, but it's not going to be compulsory. On the other hand, the president of the History Teachers Association of Ireland, Deirdre McMahona, points out that students who study history as a core subject will encounter a more substantial course with more teaching hours allocated. She said, yes, they're all getting history experiences, but in terms of a good foundation in history education with a history teacher, I'd have to question that. So hopefully that story goes apace. I mentioned last, I think it was June or July, a lady got in touch to say that her son and her husband were going to do the Normandy landings trip. I did it once for a program called No Frontiers, which used to exist on TV. That was one of the most enjoyable, interesting, historical experiences I've ever had in my life. Anyway, this guy who's going, I thought he was going to be a boy. The son happens to be a man. He's a history teacher, and I've alluded to him a few times on the programme as one of these great history teachers who dressed up in the Irish uniform and brought the kids from the class on the train into the GPO, and he did the proclamation then into class. This guy, Mr. O'Man, I will name him, because some teachers deserve to be taken from the shadows and elevated for the efforts they put into the subject, and he is one such man. And the kindness of this man, he sent me very kindly some memorabilia, including a cricket clicker, like the one John Wayne used in The Longest Day to pretend the crickets in the, and a whole heap of things to say, with a note just to say thank you for keeping history alive and so on and so forth. But actually, he shouldn't have been thanking me. I'm thanking him as a representative of all the wonderful history teachers and lecturers and local historians around the country and villages and towns who keep the story alive. You know, we can't just be one great big high street of generic story. We have to have the local, and that's so important. So that's what I was doing there. A lot of the papers today talking about my comments on Greta yesterday on the radio, Greta Thunberg, which seemed to have caused concern for some people. But the papers have treated the treatment of the comments very fairly, in fairness. I don't like being the thing, but just as it's there. And I think it was probably worth saying that lest there be any confusion about comments made yesterday and observations. I make them all the time on the programme. But in particular in relation to Greta Thunberg's speech to the United Nations, I think there might have been confusion that there was a pairing of her Asperger syndrome with a mental illness. That's not what was meant to happen, and that's not what it was intended at all. As we spoke to Denise yesterday, don't forget, she's the mother of a son with Asperger's, and she spoke to us on air and helped explain its nuances to us, and she hadn't any concerns with what had been said before. So it was that. And what I was saying with regard to Greta, and this isn't a defence or an apology, it's simply a clarification to say that what I said, it came from the heart of just genuine concern for a young person on an amplified state. I'm 46 years old, and apparently I was shredded yesterday online. And that's fine, because I'm not on it, so I didn't see it. But it's not nice when someone says to you, I got a couple of texts and messages from people saying, God, they're doing some desperate things to you. And I'm 40. I said, I'm fine. I can take this. I'm a public figure. I'm in the public eye, I understand. My concern yesterday was for a young person and for her health and well-being. That's all. I've been a massive supporter of the climate marches. Repeatedly told you how much I admire the young people and their movement and the engagement in politics and public affairs, which is rare and welcome and important. Back to history, back to politics, back to engagement. I love it. At the most local level, I've been boasting like a fool about my brown bin under the sink, the keep cup, the paper straws. I get this. Let there be no doubt. I get this. And I get the young people who do this. A great time for young people. Never underestimate my love and appreciation for the next generation. Please don't. Boris Johnson's nomination for return to England in the light of the Supreme Court judgment against his decision to prorogue Parliament. Sean will deal with this at great length and great depth, as did Morning Ireland. So I'm just going to veer off the beaten track to a story that alights upon Lady Hale. Now, if you watched the news last night, you'll know who Lady Hale is. She's the woman who is the president of the Supreme Court, leading the 11 judges, 74 years old. And people started talking about her at great length because she wore a massive brooch of a spider on her shoulder, essentially. I noticed it and thought, well, that's kind of interesting. But I didn't think any more of it. And it seems that it's a thinly veiled dig, some would say, at the Prime Minister. A writer and art historian said that the brooch is representative of the tangled web of the political ruling. She demonstrated the potential for vast novelistic sub-narratives offered by a correctly chosen brooch. What a tangled web we weave indeed. And these are the comments. Apparently, due to the popularity of this arachnid accessory, a printing company in England had created a Lady Hale spider brooch t-shirt, and they sold out and they raised £4,000 for a homeless charity. So there was an upshot to that story. Did she, I wonder, sit in the morning and think, I'm wearing a spider brooch to announce this? I mean, can it be an accident? Amazing. Liz Dumfries back in the Irish Examiner today. She says it's easier now to steal online than to steal stuff from shops. in a shop the other day. I'm not going to tell you where, when, why or what happened, other than to say I saw two security guards chasing someone and they had to pretty much manhandle him and put him on the ground, and they were shouting. And it's, I just find it really tragic all round. I didn't like it, but that's what happens. Anyway, it's easier to steal online than to steal stuff from shops. That's the message at a major cybersecurity conference held in Cork yesterday, as a live hack was performed in front of a shocked audience. That's a clever thing to do. It took 5 minutes for this guy to hack a password from the stage in the Cork Opera House at the International Future Sec Gathering. Isn't that clever? He said, before the alarming demo, he said his job allows him to play the bad guy without the consequences. And cybersecurity has blown up. It's easier now to steal online than to steal stuff from shops. How about that? Now, I'm sure security guards can't put you on the ground, but this guy, he might have fell. He might have fallen. I'm not sure. I'll tell you one thing I've observed in the last 24 hours. Kind people are really kind, and mean people are pretty mean. Guests get 49 item choice. Theo Jacobs, writing in the Irish Sun today, says Jennifer Lawrence, the actor, has put her wedding gift list on Amazon. Oh, she's getting married. She's set to get married to an art dealer. She's 29, he's 35. They got engaged in February. God, they're in fierce hurry, aren't they? And she's listed 49 inspirational items, including a cork yoga mat, a marble rolling pin, and a set of cashmere travel accessories. There's also a Le Creuset pan and a weighted blanket. It's an odd array of things, but all very affordable. Very affordable. Which makes great sense. Maura Higgins of Love Island said she can't contain her excitement as she announced that she will be taking part in this year's Dancing on Ice. If that's your bag, isn't that good news? Phil says if Boris doesn't agree with the Supreme Court judgment, he can always appeal to the European Court. How about that? Why does history have to be compulsory, somebody wants to know. You only have to look at the success of compulsory Irish to see how that's worked with students over the decades. Nothing should be compulsory, including our... it's just a junior sort of thing, I think. And then after that, you can decide. So I think there's more to it than you're saying. My 14-year-old went to school today, says Joan, with the intention of going on to the TY class to push for history all through his school years. He loves it. Yeah, it's a beautiful subject. I'm sitting in the car listening to it with my 15-year-old daughter, who completed her junior cert in June, and she's just asked, what would be their reasoning to remove history from the junior cycle as a core subject? She said she can think of loads of reasons for it to be kept, but not to be removed. You see, this is why I was singing the praises of the young people marching for climate change, because your 15-year-old daughter should be leading the charge to keep history on the... just put them in charge of everything. Not a history buff by any means, says a text, but based on that No Frontiers programme, we took a week-long trip to Normandy. Isn't that right? That's years ago, at Easter 2007. So much living history to see in every corner. One of the best holidays we ever took. Highly recommended to everyone of all ages. And Dee tells me that Lady Hale, aforementioned Supreme Court judge, is known for wearing brooches all the time. Is there a meaning to the spider? Well, this is what we're trying to figure out. And Doreen and Sword says, I think we should put Lady Hale's spider brooch down as merely a fashion faux pas. Oh, but that would... there would be no conspiracy theory and therefore no joy in that. 51551 is the text number where you can email ryan@rte.ie. We are open for business.